This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us this far. We have now fasted for a few days. We ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His acceptance and continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah make the rest of the days and nights easy and blessed for all of us. You know, whenever, we as human beings, we go through difficulty at all times, various different forms of difficulty. But when difficulties happen in Ramadan and when emergencies happen in Ramadan, it's so much more difficult in a certain sense, because in Ramadan there's a certain routine that we have, there's certain things that we need to accomplish, we want to accomplish, and anything out of the ordinary in that routine just kind of throws, you know, the entire balance off. And so we, on this Mubarak night, on this, you know, night of Jumu'ah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all forms of evil and difficulty. There's a dua we find in the hadith I've shared many times before. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fuja'ati al-khayr wa a'udhu bika min fuja'ati ash-shar. O Allah, we seek from you, or I seek from you, sudden goodness and seek refuge from sudden difficulty, sudden evil. And so we say ameen to that dua. Just as a few brief reminders, it's Jumu'arat, it's the night of Friday that is amongst us. So let us ensure that we pray some Taraweeh, even if we may not be in the regular habit of praying Taraweeh daily. And I'm going to safely assume that the vast majority of people that are watching this are watching from home. So if you haven't already prayed your Isha, pray your Isha. If it's possible to pray in congregation, pray in congregation. If we, if we are not in the regular habit of praying Salat Taraweeh, let us try our best tonight to pray some Taraweeh, if possible, at the very least 8, if we can, the complete 20, inshallah, and then attempt to wake up maybe 10 minutes earlier tomorrow, right, at Fajr time or at Suhoor time, 10 minutes earlier than your normal schedule, just so that we can get in some Quran, we can get in some extra tahajjud on this Mubarak morning, and let us spend Friday the way it's supposed to be spent, right? Let us, a few things we want to add to it. Let us ensure that on Friday tomorrow we pray, we recite Suratul Kahf, all of us, right? There shouldn't be a soul that doesn't recite Suratul Kahf on Friday. We recite Suratul Kahf on Friday. Whether we are going to the masjid or not, whether we are going to the masjid or not for Salatul Dhuhr at home, let us ensure that we've taken a shower and we're dressed up, right? We're dressed up in our best clothes at Jumu'ah time, having applied our perfume, so that when we stand in front of Allah at the time of Dhuhr, we have at least, at the very least, attempted to prepare. And for those of us, of course, that will be at Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah, the more we prepare, the better, inshallah. And then most importantly, and this is not just for Ramadan, of course it's important in Ramadan, and I've emphasized this so many times before, but we growing up saw our elders and our teachers, even outside of Ramadan, that on Friday, even outside of Ramadan, after the Asr prayers, they would remain engaged in ibadah, right? Tasbih, Quran, dua, right? On regular days, this happens to be Ramadan. So let us attempt to pray our Asr prayer. Salawat on the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after, right? There's a hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, whosoever makes this durood, this salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyya wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim, 80 times after the Asr prayer, all their sins for the last so many years have been forgiven. Now, of course, some say that the hadith is da'if, but essentially we are reminded that salawat after Asr, Quran after Asr, and then in the moments before iftar, let us raise our hands and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make this day and this evening count. So with that said, Jumu'ah Mubarak to all of you and your families, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it be a blessed day for all of us. Jazakumullahu khairan. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.